Okay, so I'd like to welcome you to our first mindfulness session together. And to start with, I'm just going to talk you through a little bit about what mindfulness is. So I'd just like you to make sure that you are in a comfortable position, preferably lying down, that you've got your eyes closed, that your body's as relaxed as it can be, hopefully somewhere that you're not going to be disturbed, and just try to just switch off from everything else that might be going on around you and just focus on my voice and the things I'm talking to you about. So first thing is to think about, what is mindfulness? Okay, so why are we here? Why are we doing this? So mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. While mindfulness is something we all naturally possess, it's more readily available to us when we practice on a daily basis. Whenever you bring awareness to what you're directly experiencing via your senses, or to your state of mind via your thoughts and emotions, you're being mindful. And there's growing research showing that when you train your brain to be mindful, you're actually remodeling the physical structure of your brain. So mindfulness then is all about being in the moment, being present. It's about not thinking about things that have happened before, not thinking about things that might happen. It's just focusing on being here, now, knowing that we are safe, that we're calm, that we're relaxed. So a big part of mindfulness is our breath. So just take a moment just to concentrate on your breathing for a second. Just taking really nice deep breaths in, holding it for a second, and then breathing out. So breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And just focusing your mind on that breath. So your mind might be trying to wander. It might be trying to go off and think about things other than what's happening now in this room. But if that does happen, just bring your mind back to your breath and just concentrate on taking those deep breaths in and then out. So while you're taking those deep breaths for me, I'm just going to talk to you about the basics of mindfulness practice. So mindfulness helps us put some space between ourselves and our reactions, breaking down our normal responses. And here's how we can tune into mindfulness throughout the day. So first of all, we set aside some time, just like we're doing now. You don't need a cushion, a bench, or any sort of special equipment. It's just about setting aside some time and some space for yourself and remembering to do it. Secondly, it's about observing the present moment as it is. The aim of mindfulness is not quieting the mind or attempting to empty your mind and meditate. Instead, the goal is just to pay attention to the present moment without judgment. So any thoughts that pop into your head, it's about just letting them go. Okay, and the third point is to let your judgments roll by. So when we notice judgments arise during our practice, we can make a mental note of them and let them pass. So if a negative thought or an unhelpful thought pops into your head, notice it and then just let it go. We don't need to attach ourselves to every thought that comes into our head. Okay, if this does happen to you, then we need to return to observing the present moment as it is. Our minds often get carried away in thought. That's why mindfulness is the practice of returning again and again to the present moment. So like me, you might struggle to empty your mind. You might find that you've got a really busy mind, but you need to be kind to your wandering mind. Don't judge yourself or whatever thoughts crop up. Just practice recognizing when your mind has wandered off and gently bringing it back. And that's the practice. It sounds very simple, but it's not necessarily easy. But the work is to just keep doing it, just keep trying. So I'm going to lead us through a mindfulness relaxation exercise. So an effective method to introduce mindfulness and meditation into your life is to engage in a mindfulness of the body relaxation exercise. This exercise not only helps to improve your mindfulness, but functions to relax the tension and tightness that has built up within the body and mind. So you may find that you've got some areas of tension in your body. You might be trying to hold yourself very still. OK, okay, and it's just about relaxing and letting each part of your body just go floppy. Don't try and tense any muscles, just make sure everything is relaxed. So we begin by making sure we're in a comfortable position. And then we start to disengage the mind from busy thoughts and ideas and gently gather all of our attention into the centre of the body. Try to reel in all thoughts that take you to the outside world. Allow the outside world to gradually melt away and dissolve into empty space. Begin by bringing your attention to the area around the top of your head and gradually work down through your body to the tip of your toes. So we're going to focus on the area around the crown of your head. Gradually focusing on this area, imagine that all the tension in the muscles gradually dissolves away. Then focus on the temples and forehead, imagining any tension, headache or pain dissolves away, disappearing as you place your mind on this part of the body. Imagine the tension draining down through your body into the ground. So all the tension in your head drains down through your body into the ground. Then imagine the tension in your jaw and ears gradually melts away. As you place your mind on this area, imagine any tension draining down through your body into the ground. So if you're clenching your teeth, just try and relax your jaw and just try to let any tension just sink away, drain out through your body and into the ground. And just pause for a second there and just think to yourself, my head is now comfortable and relaxed. So my head is now comfortable and relaxed. We gently work our way down the body, relaxing each part and letting the tension drain away. So next, I'd like you to focus on the area of tension around your neck and shoulders. Try to relax the shoulders, so lift them up gently, and as they drop, imagine all the tension dissolving down into the ground. You may need to do this more than once. You might need to just let your neck roll from side to side or drop your chin to your chest. You're just trying to pay attention and notice any tension that's there and just try to let it go. And as you do this, try to feel that any tension or weight that you are carrying in your shoulders melts away. Feel as though you are really letting go of all the tension that is being held in your shoulders. And think to yourself, my neck and shoulders are now comfortable and relaxed. We're now going to pay attention to our arms and hands, imagining all the tension in these areas drains out of your fingertips and far into the distance. Again, make sure you're not clenching your fists. Make sure your arms are loose and floppy. And just let them relax. Now I'd like you to focus on your back and bring your mind to the top of the spine and just focus on any area of tension that may have built up around the spine. Place your mind on these areas of tension and allow the knots to unravel as you focus on them. And the tension dissolves down your spine, out through the soles of your feet and into the ground. Mentally work your way down the spine, slowly relaxing and unravelling all the knots of tension and stress that may have built up. As your attention reaches the base of the spine, think to yourself, now my back is comfortable and relaxed. If you find in your mind strain at all, just remember that's fine. It's fine to notice your thoughts, but then try to just bring them back to the moment. Concentrate on what I'm asking you to do. Concentrate on the parts of the body that I'm bringing your attention to. So next we're going to bring our attention to the front of our body and focus on our chest area and stomach. So try to identify any areas of stress or tension in this part of your body. Imagine that all the tension drains away, disappearing as you focus on it. Imagine any fear, tension or stress that have built up within the stomach disappears. Then think to yourself, now my chest and stomach are comfortable and relaxed. Now we're going to shift our focus to our legs and feet. So imagining any tension in these areas drains away, disappearing out of the soles of the feet, leaving us feeling comfortable and relaxed. So just allow your legs to fully relax, let your feet to flop to one side, whatever's comfortable, and just imagine any tension draining away. And now I'd like you to gradually scan down from the crown of your head to the tips of your feet, checking to see if there is any tension left in your body. If you locate any, then engage in the simple exercise we've just gone through, again on that particular part of the body. So just imagining all the tension drains out of your body and just enjoy this experience of relaxation. We can think to ourselves, my entire body is comfortable and relaxed. This relaxation exercise is a really useful one to do at night when we're in bed, if we're struggling to sleep. Okay, many of us struggle at this point to turn our minds off, our busy brains. So if you draw your attention to your body and just concentrate on relaxing each part of your body, it has the double benefit of concentrating your mind, but also relaxing your body at the same time. Many people think that we have to empty our minds to relax, but it's not necessarily about aiming for a completely empty mind, as this can be very difficult. Instead, it's learning to focus our mind. And if unwelcome thoughts do come into our head, which they do, it's about noticing them, but then letting them go. You can use a simple analogy, for example, a train coming into a train station. Okay, if you imagine your thoughts as trains coming into a train station, we don't have to get on every train that comes into a train station. Some of them we can just observe and they travel through, and that can be our thoughts. So we don't have to latch on and pay attention to all of the thoughts that pop into our head, especially the negative ones, the unhelpful ones, the ones that are quite self-critical, the ones that make us feel bad. So if thoughts like this do pop into your head, it's about noticing it and then letting it go. And always with mindfulness, it's about bringing yourself back to the present moment, reminding yourself that right now you are safe, you are comfortable, you are relaxed. And remember how we've talked about using our breath. We always have our breath with us. So if you need to remind yourself in any moment, just take deep breaths and just concentrate on the in-breath, holding it for a second, and then the out breath. Breathing is the best thing for us if we're feeling a little bit anxious or stressed. We always have the breath with us. And by taking deep breaths, we're letting lots of oxygen into our bodies. We're calming our bodies, we're calming our minds. So just take a moment just to focus back on your breathing. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe in and out. Just for a moment, just try to just stay relaxed, focused on the moment, and just practice letting any thoughts that pop into your head just pop in and then out again. Remembering that we are calm, we are safe, we are relaxed. Okay. I'd like you to take a second just to tune into one of your senses for me. So we've got our eyes closed, so I'd like you to tune into your hearing. And just take a second to just focus on any sounds in the room. When I'm not talking, we might think the room is completely silent, but we're just going to take a second to just listen out for any tiny sounds that we might not have been aware of. And while we're doing this, remember to just keep going with slow, steady breaths. So just concentrating for a second on our senses and what we can hear. this can be a really effective, what's called a grounding exercise for us. If we are ever feeling anxious or panicky, and use this grounding technique to just connect to your senses and think about the things around you that you can see, hear, feel, smell and taste. So all of those things will bring us back to the present moment and just remind us that we're okay. So it's nearly time to bring the session to a close, but we're not going to rush to move. We're not going to rush to open our eyes because we should be nice and relaxed now. So we're going to do everything really slowly. So you might just want to start to bring a little bit of movement into your body. You might want to stretch some fingers, stretch your toes. You might want to let your head roll from side to side. Just start to bring a little bit of movement in. Start to bring your awareness back into the room. We're not going to rush to sit up, but when you're ready, you could gently open your eyes and just take a second to just look around you, let your eyes adjust to the light, focus on what you can see. Again, just reminding yourself that you are safe here, that you're comfortable, that you're relaxed. So in a moment, we will be finishing the session, but I want you to take this feeling of relaxation away with you. And remember that mindfulness is something that we can practice anywhere, any day. It doesn't have to be just here in these sessions with me. Remember, mindfulness is just about paying attention to the moment, not letting ourselves get carried away thinking about either the past or the future. So hopefully now you've got your eyes open and you've just started to make a few more movements with your body. And then when you're ready, you can just slowly roll yourself onto your side and up into a seated position. And then just take it very slowly, going about the rest of your day.